Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 67, and it's a Tuesday, October 17th, 2017. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Welcome everyone to the show, and this is Gay Geek Bizarre. We talk about gay stories, geek topics, and bizarre news. So, Ray, before we go on with our stories, let's talk about our weekend. What did you guys do?
I went and saw Sordid Lives, A Very Sordid Wedding, the new Sordid Lives movie that just came out.
Is it with
Brother Boy?
Brother Boy with Leslie Yvonda. Jordan still?
Yes, Leslie Jordan, Yvonda. The whole crew's back pretty much. It was very good, very funny. Went and saw it at the River Oaks Theater with a bunch of other gays, and it was hilarious.
I bet. When was this, last Saturday? Or last Friday?
No, I think it was like last Thursday.
Oh, last Thursday.
Wednesday or Thursday.
Where was I? I must have lost my invitation in the email.
I got personally invited because somebody had bought tickets for it. They'd bought VIP tickets for it, and I got invited because VIP.
Very important. VIB? Very important bear?
No, VIP.
Very important.
Very incredible penis.
Right. Okay, so last weekend, actually, I got to play with the Bears. So softball last Sunday. They needed an outfielder, so I played with the Bears. They were lacking people.
They needed a tight end receiver.
That's right. Wrong sport, right? They needed a pitcher. Oh, screw you. What? So, yeah, we played softball last weekend, and it was pretty good. We lost, but it's fine because I was with the Bears. Pretty hot to be playing with the Bears. I'm kind of distracted. And then right now, just a while ago, today is a Tuesday, so it's actually steak night at the Guava Lab. So we went there. I didn't have steak. I had pork chops.
Apples. I had the steak.
Yeah. Is that a New York strip or what is it?
Ribeye.
Okay. So yeah, I had the pork chops, but really big. And it's
that's what she said.
That's right. And then there are two thick ones.
That's what they said.
That's what they said. I only got to eat one, so I'm taking home the other one. It must be a very good breakfast for tomorrow. Okay, so, before we go on, I'd like to shout out to Luis and
Todd.
Todd was there too, and also Julio. Julio was there. Julio. Oh, yeah, we got some treats today from Julio, so... I don't know how will this work. I've never worn a cock ring like that. It's, what is it? It vibrates?
It vibrates.
Okay. So, yeah, but is it appealing? You do it during sex? I don't even know how that works.
You put it on the top's penis.
All right.
Beneath the balls, over the shaft, and then you cut it on. And then he sticks
cut it on for you.
And then you turn it on.
Turn it on. Okay.
And then you... then he sticks the end and it goes inside you.
So it's supposed to be pleasurable for the bottom.
Yes.
Okay.
It's all about the bottoms always.
Okay. All right. I have to find out then. All right. So we'll try it this weekend. Okay. No, you'll try it this weekend. Okay. So let's go to the news, Ray. So this is, should I take this? Or do you want to take
I'll
this
do
one?
It. Okay. So, this week's gay. California just became the first state to recognize a third gender.
Mm-hmm.
California Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill Sunday making his state the first in the nation to officially recognize a third gender. Californians will soon be able to identify as non-binary, in addition to male or female, on state-issued identity documents, including driver's licenses and birth certificates. The bill also eases the process of legal gender changes of any kind, male to female, female to male, and either male or female to non-binary, by removing requirements to obtain a doctor's statement or appear in person in court. I want to thank Governor Brown for recognizing how difficult it can be for our transgender, non-binary, and intersex family members, friends, and neighbors when they don't have an ID that matches their gender presentation. The bill's co-author, Senator Tony Atkins, a Democrat from San Diego, said in the statement, "The Gender Recognition Act will eliminate unnecessary stress and anxiety for many Californians, and it exemplifies the leadership role that our state continues to take in LGBTQ civil rights." This summer, Oregon's Department of Motor Vehicles became the first in the nation to offer a non-binary option X. own IDs and licenses, but California is the first to offer statewide legal recognition of non-binary citizens, as supporters called it, gender freedom. Until he signs on the dotted line, I'm not doing any jigs, activist Sarah Kelly Keenan said at the time. The governor didn't announce his support for the bill until about 5 minutes before his midnight deadline to sign or veto the bill from the legislative session. Keenan, who works with the Intersex and Genderqueer Recognition Project, testified in front of legislators about how the bill would dramatically improve the lives of those who identified neither as male or female. Keenan was the first Californian and second known person in the U.S. to be granted recognition as a non-binary citizen. On Monday, Keenan called Governor Brown's decision to sign the bill an important moment in history. We as a society need to learn that biological sex and gender identification, which are very different from each other, occur along a spectrum, she said.
Yep. Okay, so I have some questions about, well, some comments about this, because, before we say anything about it, it's let's just define it the way we understood it, the way I understand it. So we are all, like you and I, Ray, we both
identify
as male.
Gay males.
Gay males, but really just male. Really male. And then there are females, really, yeah. And this one, non-binary, they're neither. So my comment here is that, this is not really transgendered. Transgendered is...
it's a step to help people that are transgender.
Yeah.
That were born male but prefer to live a life as a female.
That's right. But that's still being binary. Because non-binary means you're neither. That's why it's non-binary, neither zero nor one.
But if you're transgender, you can be non-binary because it's...
Really? I thought that's what this means, that you can be... it's gender freedom. Yeah, if you're transgender, that doesn't mean you're non-binary. You are binary because you identify as female. If you're a male...
Not necessarily.
Yeah, that's what it is. If you're male, you're transgendered, if you identify your female, even though you have male genitals.
Well, my question is, why can't I be a transgender person and identify as non-binary?
A non-binary means you do not relate to any.
Well, maybe they don't want to relate to any.
Yeah. Well, no, transgender, they relate to. Yeah. Anyway, so I don't know. Have you met? I've seen in the awards. What is this? There's this MTV Awards or something like that, or some movie or People's Choice Awards. I saw that there was one who became a non-binary actor. See, I can't even say actress, and they want to be referred to as they instead of he or she. They, it should be they. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of there's no other word for it. That so they want to be referred to be as they. So anyway, never met one.
The question is, did they get sexually harassed by Harvey Weinstein?
I'm sure they do. Oh, I don't know about that. No, I don't think so, because they are non-binary. So. You know, Harvey Weinstein just wants.
Well, if they're non-binary, does that mean they don't have sex?
Possibly, they could. They're asexual. I don't know. I don't know about the sex. That's one of the questions. If anybody there listening, if you know anyone who is non-binary, let us know. So, get us in contact with them. Maybe we could interview them and then ask how it is to live a non-binary life and how is the sex life. Of course, I don't. That's kind of rude to ask someone's sex life.
So, can you have non-binary computers?
No. It's always binary with computers.
So computers are locked into a set state for all eternity.
That's right. They can't overcome. Zero and ones.
Yeah. They can't overcome.
They cannot overcome. They not undercome. So. They cannot come on out. Okay, so let's go to the geek raid. This is something it's kind of scary because we almost died. Like October 15th, supposed to die, remember? Mm-hmm. Didn't we talk about that before, that we watched The Leftovers? That it was last Saturday, what we were talking about was October 14th.
When the 2% disappeared.
2% of the people disappeared. But anyway, okay, let's go to the story. House-sized asteroid will pass by Earth at just about above satellite-added altitude. So a house-sized asteroid will give Earth a near miss on Thursday, giving experts a rare chance to rehearse for a real-life strike threat as it passes inside the moon's orbit. Wow, that is scary. It's very near. It's near the moon. So dubbed 2012 TC4, the space rock will shave past an altitude of less than 44,000 kilometers, just above 36,000 kilometers altitude at which hundreds of geosynchronous satellites orbit the Earth.
I wonder if it's going to take out any satellites.
Maybe it would. Maybe the wake or the dust that it leaves. So that represents about an eighth of the distance between Earth and Moon. NASA's Mike Kelly, who leads the exercise to spot, track, and intimately probe the transient visitor, insisted there was no danger, not even for satellites. I sure hope so. We've now been observing TC4 for 2 months, so we have very accurate position information on it, which in turn allows very precise calculations of its orbit, which will not cross the Earth or nor its satellites, he told AFP. As its name suggests, the object was first spotted 5 years ago when it called on Earth at about double Thursday's projected distance before disappearing from view. On its 609-day loop around the sun, TC4 will return to Earth in 2050 and 2079, according to Rüdiger Jen of the European Space Agency Near-Earth Object Program in the Netherlands. So we know today that it will also not hit the Earth in the year 2050, but the close flyby in 2050 might deflect the asteroid such that it could hit the Earth in the year 2079. We'll be dead by then, you think, right?
I'll probably be dead by 2050 because I'll be in my 80s by then.
Oh, yeah, that's right. With a 1 in 750 chance of hitting the planet then, TC4 is listed at number 13 on the risk list of objects posing even the remotest impact risk. We need to make very precise observations to be able to better predict the return in the year 2050. Maybe we could just destroy it. It's as big as a house. You can bomb it.
Well, does that mean it'll do anything, though? I mean, you might want to put Bruce Willis in cryogenic suspension right now so he'll be ready.
Oh, that's right, for Deep Impact. Is it Deep Impact? No, Armageddon.
Armageddon.
Armageddon, yeah. That's right.
Deep Impact was...
Is that a porn?
That, well, I'm sure it was, but Deep Impact was the one with...
Ben Affleck. No, it is not.
No, the black actor played president.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman, that's right.
Yeah, and then there was this daughter, and then meeting her father by the beach. They were talking to her mother, then they died at the beach. Yeah, I remember that one.
Okay, moving on to the bizarre. Man arrested after living with the bodies of his dead mother, brother, for a year. I'm not some nutball, he says. Robert James Kufer, 60, was charged this week with interference with a dead body or scene of death, a misdemeanor, because he allegedly moved his brother's body. Kufer told the Associated Press that his mother and brother both died of natural causes in 2015, which was confirmed after their autopsies in September 2016. White Bear Lake police found their bodies after they were called to home to check on the residents inside, report said. Officers reported immediately encountering the smell of decay and found skeletal remains of Kiefer's mother, 93-year-old Evelyn Lucille Kufer, upstairs. In the basement, police said they found the body of Kiefer's twin brother, Richard John Kufer, which had reached the point of mummification. I was traumatized, Kufer told the AP. What would you do? White Bear Lake police said when they interviewed Kufer, he said that he found his brother dead in a chair and that he eventually moved the body to the bathroom as it was in the way, according to reports. A Minnesota man who lived with the bodies of his dead mother and brother for more than a year said he was traumatized. Court documents also said that Kufer sent out a Christmas card in 2015 saying that both his mom and brother were alive but in bad health and were not able to be contacted and did not want visitors. I'm not some nutball, Kufer said. People think I am, but I'm not. I loved them. Kufer said his mother wanted to die at home. I watched my mother die, he said. She didn't have any burial plans. Kufer was initially arrested last year on suspicion of financial exploitation of a vulnerable adult, but it was apparently no evidence to support the charge, the Star Tribune reported. White Bear Police Department Captain Dale Hager told the Associated Press that police decided to file the misdemeanor charge against Kufer in part to get him psychological help through the court system, although Kufer reportedly said he doesn't need counseling. This is our way of introducing the case into the court, Hager said. We do believe his actions violated the law. Moving the body of his brother disrupted the death scene. We're depending on our partners in the court system to make a good decision.
Well, it is kind of unsettling to have some the bodies of your loved ones in your home. even if you love them, I understand that.
Well, you know, there's been a bunch of people that's done that. Like that one guy that married that woman and she died and he mummified her body and stuck a tube in her vagina so he could have sex with her for years. And when her family finally figured out that he got her, they went and took her and buried her again, and he went and dug her up again.
And fucked her again. Oh, my God, that's horrible.
And then the second time they got in with him, they went and hid the...
They hid the body.
They moved the body to an undisclosed location, and he died without her, so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stories like that. That's horrible. So...
But this guy, he's got only
misdemeanor. It's almost like Norman Bates-ish.
Yeah, that's true. That's right, Norman Bates from Bates Motel. But this guy here, mother and brother, so... I guess
his twin brother.
Well, you know, twin brothers, they do have this very close affinity with their twins because, you know.
But he moved because he gotten in the way.
That's horrible. Anyway, so I don't know. He's just got a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
It's just a misdemeanor. It's not like he murdered anyone. He's already dead.
And he wasn't having sex with them, and he didn't murder them. They died of natural causes, the autopsy said. So.
Okay. Okay. That is bizarre, though, because, I don't know, that's, well, after the events from last month, John.
Oh, yeah.
Thing, yeah. If you're in bed and that happens, that kind of thing. But this guy didn't have anyone in his bed. It's the mother and the brother, and I don't think they sleep together. So,
yeah.
It's just unsettling to have someone, someone who you love, who you care for, would die beside you or... Yeah. Watch them die even. So it is really, it's really sad. Anyway, why is it weird? It's weird because he kept him in the house.
Kept him in the house, yeah. Okay. All right. Didn't report, he didn't call, have them buried or anything like that. He just left them where they were.
Okay, all right. So. Bizarre enough. Okay, so I guess that's it. I wanted to talk about that crack thing, but I'll just tell everyone out there, this is part of a geek. Please update your Wi-Fi. Your systems, you always use HTTPS when you're browsing, and update your Windows machines, update your Mac computers, upgrade your Wi-Fi routers to the latest firmware, because WPA2 has been cracked, and it's not just safe anymore just to have a password on your Wi-Fi. It's not just enough, so you might need to do some due diligence of updating your router. So the crack, K-R-A-C-K, it's not. I don't know if it's a virus or anything. It's a malware. I don't know what it is, but I haven't read much about it. I just read it briefly today. That it's a way that people can hack your Wi-Fi now. So just be careful, guys. Update your computers, MacBooks, and your phones. And I don't know about phones, but
no, I don't want to update my phone because that's what I was getting ready to check. Did my phone update?
Oh,
because the other day it was trying to get me to update every. Yep, it updated by itself
to iOS 11. You have the iPhone 6S, right? Oh, 6, right?
No, it's still there. It's still saying I got one. So yeah, okay. I'll leave it alone.
Yeah. You might need to do that.
I don't want to update because everybody's complaining the new update made everything so slow on the 6s.
And batteries. Actually, I'm kind of feeling the same way on my phone.
So that's why I was waiting until they come out with the next patch, and hopefully they would fix some of that, which I doubt they will, because they try to get you pushed off the older version. So. Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So I guess that's it, guys. That's the show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on Facebook. So that's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. Or contact us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. 281-947-2327. And nobody has called and left us a voicemail.
Nope, no one yet.
Nobody loves us enough to call and leave one little voicemail saying, ha! Mm-hmm. Anyway, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, and go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next show. Bye-bye. Bam, bam, bam. Ba bam ba ba bam ba bam bam ba 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 bam